Hey, y'all.
You know, when I was found out that you were going to be calling, I was like, woof, woof, woof.
Slats in the morning, I got to call you and talk to my classic rock fans in Cleveland. It's so cool to push 216, man. I'm a Clevelander to the day I die, and I still get excited about times like this. Saturday night's going to be fun.
He's a blue and gold dude, man. The Tigers, right?
The Tigers, yeah. Warrensville, you knew. Wow, you did some research, huh?
Golden Flash, too.
Yeah, Kent State. When I graduated from Warrensville, I went down to Ohio University, and I was a Bobcat for 2 years, and then I changed my major and went to Kent State and almost didn't graduate because I partied too much with Steve Harvey.
I was thinking maybe you spent the 2 years at OU rolling down the hill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, I saw a cross being burned near Ohio University once. That was my big reason for transferring. It was too south for me.
Are you serious? Really? In Athens?
Yeah. Back in those. Well, remember how old I am, too. But
yeah, I'm going to get to that in a second because you're 62, my ass.
Well, yeah. Yo, dog, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. A 62-year-old Clevelander who's really, really happy with life. I won Celebrity Apprentice. You know, I'm always trying to make Cleveland proud of me. First black actor to win Celebrity Apprentice. I'm the Jackie Robinson of Celebrity Apprentice. Life is good.
They might be saying some people wish you were in the office right now instead of 45.
Check that out.
Arsenio Hall joins us here on 98.5 NCX tomorrow night. Tickets still available at 8 p.m. at the Hard Rock Rocks here in Northfield Park. Check out these reasonable ticket prices, $25 to $60. That is so neat.
Yes, and there'll be a black baby and a joint under your table when you get there. It's a really good deal.
62 years old, man. You got to be careful using that AARP discount because, you know, that's a major league fraud that I think that you're pulling off there. I'm guessing you're what, 42 for real?
No, man. Gosh, I'm 42 in my heart. I'll work like I'm 42 Saturday night, but yeah, I'm 62 years old, man. And by the way, a classic rock fan, you gotta dedicate something to me later. Do you still do stuff like that?
Yeah, we still do.
Dedicate stuff?
We'll send out a long distance dedication from here to Northfield if you're in town.
You know what I want though? I'm gonna tell you specifically what I want. I want Hocus Pocus by Focus.
We got that.
You remember Hocus Pocus by Focus?
I do, yeah. Da na 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 da na 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 na.
That's the coolest rock song ever. That's the coolest song ever.
Arsenio Hall. Maybe you were big for your age. Did that late night talk show in the late 80s to mid 90s when he was like a very big 14 and 15 year old, Arsenio.
That was fun when I took the bark national.
I liked it when you would say, so I'm driving to Cleveland. You'd say that like during your monologues.
Oh, yeah. The things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, driving to Cleveland. Because when I first started doing the show, I would pretend like I still didn't have an apartment in L.A. And I would drive from Cleveland every morning thinking of things that make you say, hmm. Like, why don't black women breastfeed chocolate milk?
Did you ever figure that one out? What's the answer to that, Arsenio?
Let me wake my woman up and see what she says.
Oh, I was going to ask you, because I Googled you, and God, you are like squeaky clean. No drama, no BS. Well, there was some drama about you being a Betty Ford and Sinead O'Connor. That was all BS. But
yeah, I think there was something weird with her saying that I was Prince's West Coast drug supplier. Yeah. And my lawyer had to clap back at her. You know, I got a son, so I got to clap back when something ain't true.
I want to ask you something. I mean, I don't see that you got a girl. So are you single? Or you said you want? Let me wake up my woman here.
Yeah, I have a son, and me and his mom aren't together, but my woman is laying in the other room trying to sleep right now. My son's 18.
Uh-huh.
At Indiana University. So that's kind of cool. I'm an empty nester now. You got kids, dog?
No, I got a dog and a cat.
There's no little slacks at the crib?
No, man. Two marriages and no kids. I think I'm blessed.
Well, or you smoke too much weed.
Or I just can't figure that physical activity out.
No, I bet you got it figured out.
So you got a girl. Where's she from?
She's actually from San Diego, man. My woman is much younger than me because I'm in show business.
Uh-oh, how much May, December we talking here, Arsenio?
That's kind of a rule. I remember a time when I used to take my son and my woman to school in the morning. Actually, I'm just kidding. My son was homeschooled. Anyway.
So how old is your girl?
Oh, she's not that young. I took her shopping the other day at Forever 41, so she's not that. She's just younger than me.
So you're still living out on the West Coast, I'm assuming.
Living here, doing stand-up, working on Coming to America, too. Man, I'm excited about that.
With Eddie Murphy?
Yeah. He finally decided he wanted to do a sequel. He loves the movie and always wanted to leave it where it is because sometimes sequels get messed up. But recently, he took a meeting at Paramount, and Paramount hired writer Kenya Barris, who wrote Girls Trip.
Really?
Tiffany Haddish and Queen Latifah, and he wrote Blackish for ABC, and he's a brilliant writer, so they hired him. Eddie's ready to do the sequel, man, and we got to do it now, Slats. Me and Eddie are so old, we're going to do the barbers with no makeup if we keep waiting. You know, we got to do this right now. So I'm excited to say that on your show, man. There will be a Coming to America 2. We'll probably start shooting next year. That'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Arsenio Hall on 98.5 NCX. Tomorrow night, tickets still available, 8 p.m. Hard Rock Rocks here in Northfield Park doing stand-up.
Man, last time I was there, it was probably a racetrack out there.
Oh, that's right. Well, Northfield Park is still there, and the horse track is there, and then the Roxino is next door. It's a beautiful facility. I go there a lot to bet the Triple Crown races and Breeders' Cup.
Now, back in the day when you drove through that area, you could smell horse ass. Does it still smell like horse ass in that area?
It can if you want to get really close to the stables.
You should come out, man. I know you have a busy life, but grab one of those women that you don't want to settle down with and come on out.
Yeah, I'll make sure she has kids so I can do the buy one, get two free.
As funny as that is, don't bring kids to my show.
Yeah.
This is the adult version of Arsenio's thoughts.
When is the last time you've been home?
Oh, gosh, man. The last time I came home, Slats, it was the greatest comedy night of my life. I got a call from Chris Rock when he was doing his Blackout tour.
Uh-huh.
And he said, yo, I just talked to Chappelle. Why don't y'all come in here tonight? Because you're both from Ohio. That's the great way to surprise Cleveland. And me and Chappelle flew in, and I walked out, and I've never had so much love. I love Cleveland. They treated me so good. It was the best comedy audience. And then Chris came out after I finished with shaving cream on, and he said, I'm still not ready. And I said, well, Dave? And Dave walked out and the damn ceiling caved in.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great, great night of comedy. And we're going to have another one Saturday night. Not as many gigantic names, but I promise I'll represent.
I think that was probably back at the State Theater here in Playhouse Square. Arsenio Hall on 98.5 NCX. Tomorrow night, tickets still available for 8 p.m. at the Hard Rock Rocks here in Northfield Park. And great website, arseniohall.com. So you can check out what's the latest happened with him. And good luck with the Coming to America, too. It's going to be shooting later on this year. Man, thank you so much for giving us a phone call. You're a good egg, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me talk, man. And follow me on Twitter, dog, and Instagram. Hey, this is how old I am. I remember when Instagram was a cocaine delivery service.